When a director remakes an earlier film, he's paying homage to the original, but also trying to improve on it in some way. But sometimes problems in the first version reappear in the second. Our film critic Stephen Schiff says that's the case in the new film DOA.
Among film buffs, the original 1950 version of DOA has acquired a kind of legendary status. Everybody thinks of it as one of the classic film noirs. In fact, the only people likely to disagree are those who have actually seen it. They can testify that despite Edmund O'Brien's wonderfully neurotic performance and a certain modicum of grungy atmosphere, the earlier DOA is pretty hokey. What's really original about it is its premise. O'Brien plays an accountant who wakes up the morning after a wild night feeling even rockier than usual. His doctor tells him that someone slipped a deadly Mickey into something he drank. It's a toxin that will kill him in 24 hours. And so O'Brien spends the next nightmarish day tracking down his murderers and bringing them to justice. And then, of course, he dies. The new version has a lot more pizzazz. This time the victim is Dennis Quaid, as a college professor whose writing career is in the process of fizzling. Despite all that, he's every female freshman's idea of an intellectual dreamboat. And this perky co-ed, played by Meg Ryan, is no exception.
Oh my God, am I where I think I am?
Freshman girls' dorm.
Does this get worse? What happened?
Don't you remember? You were amazing.
Oh no.
Can't handle praise.
Oh, I can't handle prison.
I'm over 18.
Oh, the mere fact that you have to mention that means that I better get dressed and haul my ass out. Now, wait a minute. I seem to remember a lot of drinks, a lot of bars, a pass being made.
Yeah, I made the pass. Yeah, incomplete. You were very gracious about turning me down. You said I was pretty, you said I was smart. And then you said something about rules and ethics, professors and co-eds, and then something about alcohol impeding performance, all the while trying to make a graceful exit.
Yeah, but I didn't exit.
No, you passed out.
The directors are Rocky Morton and Annabelle Jenkel. They're the team that brought us the Max Headroom TV show, and in many ways they're wasting their talent on DOA. These two have style to burn. Nearly every frame of this movie has a breathtaking, icy elegance. And as Quaid's final day slips into night, the movie takes on a malignantly hallucinogenic aura that's positively spellbinding. But Morton and Jenkel have many of the same storytelling problems here that they showed in the Max Headroom series. They scatter red herrings everywhere, which, once the novelty wears off, becomes pretty annoying. And though Quaid and Ryan are appealing and have a wonderful bantering rapport, their relationship always seems somehow distant and contrived. In fact, everything in this movie strains for effect. Part of the reason is that famous plot premise. After all, no matter how charming Quaid is, and how mysterious the mystery behind his murder, the fact is that nothing can save him. And once you realize that, as the movie encourages you to do, your interest in Quaid's suspenseful derring-do wanes by the minute. If he's going to die anyway, then nothing's at stake. There's no pressing need for him to identify his killers. In fact, maybe that's what all those red herrings are for. Maybe the movie makers couldn't help acknowledging that launching a manhunt during your final 24 hours is useless. What any sane man would do is drop everything and whisk Meg Ryan back with him to that cozy room in the forbidden freshman dorm.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair. He reviewed the new film DOA, starring Dennis Quaid.